Hello and welcome, Archangel at your service. So, a guy came to me a few weeks ago and solicited some relationship advice from me. Yeah, funny how I, relationship-free on purpose, get inundated with questions regarding protocols about how man-ape doormat shovels should behave in female-favoring paradigms, aka relationships. Anyhow, he was miserable in his 3-year-old marriage and he wanted out. Obviously, I encouraged this course of action, yet informed him that he was in for a big battle since they had a son and she was angry. I introduced him to a legal connection, and over the preceding intervening weeks, he told me how surprised he was regarding the divorce reactions he received from people he thought cared about him, people he thought would be in his corner. Instead, people were talking ill about him, calling him a coward for wanting out. Friends, community members, coworkers, neighbors, general acquaintances, people he liked, were talking mad smack behind his back. Even family members were shaming him. He was dismayed at the backlash from people he thought would support his welfare above all else. Then, to boot, he was getting anonymous calls, voicemails, and texts from people calling him vicious names and trying to shame him as worse than the white slime that accumulates in the corners of your mouth when you're really, really thirsty. Huh. So, is such treatment surprising? No. There is a larger paradigm conducting business here, and this is simply what happens when a gang member tries to leave the gang. He is not the first nor the last to meet this type of treatment. Rather, he is merely another casualty of many thousands persecuted every minute around the world by the marriage mafia, an empire wherein the idea of marriage is greater than the individual players who suffer in it. Marriage is a rule set. It is an ideology of control, masquerading as freedom and happiness. This forges one of the largest human cults spanning all distances throughout the ages. What? Marriage cult? Marriage mafia? Yeah, all this may sound spiteful, unreasonable to the brainwashed populace who generally believes marriage is good. Yet marriage as a cult is simply observation of environment. The general population of Terra Firma are clueless run-of-the-mill folks who think marriage is the right proper way for humans to exist. Nobody questions it. However, once you glean a neutral perspective outside the pink Pleasantville bubble where picket fences and marriage is the holy grail of existence, once you meet the business end of the matrimony dogma, then you can finally observe how indoctrinated, how fervent, how fanatical people are in defending the goodness and sanctity of marriage as an institution. Marriage propaganda is simply pretty wrapping paper concealing a cult where parishioners are loyal to the idea of marriage, not the welfare of people disillusioned by its reality. And thus, if you do not conform to marital expectations, you are subsequently demeaned, shamed, and sometimes ostracized, even disowned. You see, like a gang of rabid fanatics, once you are inducted into the marriage cult and then spit on it by trying to leave, well, don't expect fond farewells and tear-filled wishes of better horizons. Instead, expect the latent programming of gynocentrism coupled with the saturation of romance culture, in which marriage is the highest expression. Expect all this programming to kick in, and people to rebuke you with everything from snarky shaming to outright hostility, all from people you once called friends or family. Yes, by all means, take a little time to let this sink in. And if you can't get behind the statement that the marriage-minded constitute a cult, well, your agreeance is not required here. Marriage culture is a cult, and marriage mindset is implanted through brainwashing. Moreover, modern marriage indeed bolsters the driving force of all humanity, gynocentrism. Yet, the two are not necessarily synonymous. Gynocentrism is a biological derivative demanding female welfare over male welfare, whereas marriage is a human construction of social engineering. Gynocentrism does not require marriage as a construct, because we would still be gynocentric with males servicing, protecting, pampering, and dying for female welfare without marriage anywhere in the picture. Marriage is a tool of social engineering, boasted by supporters as the very reason for order, for cohesion of community, and for peace between otherwise wild survival of the fittest-minded hairless human apes. Oh, yes, we hear all this non-stop from conservatives, anthropologists, religious folks, nearly everyone, about how, without marriage, all would be chaos, and we most likely would have died out ages ago. What is marriage really? It is simply the legal incorporation of two people. However, in the face of this ultimate reality, people will invoke emotion and recite the deeper meaning and reverence that marriage has to them. Okay, great. Drywall can have deeper, special meaning to someone as well. That doesn't make it divine. It is still an inferior building material. What the marriage mafia cannot, will not, concede is that you can have caring and commitment to another without marriage. You can have a caring, stable environment for offspring to grow in without marriage. You can have cooperation and lower social entropy without marriage. Marriage is a superfluous ritual of subjugation, which we all have pounded into our heads.
Your tender feelings are illegitimate unless you legally incorporate.
Look a little closer. Misinformation, disinformation, brainwashing, and fear-mongering are classic tactics that cults fancy. Like any cult, the marriage mafia adherence to divinity ideology trumps individual wants, needs, or experience. There is no room for rabble-rousers. For example, religious, political, or sports fanatics adhere to a pre-established static dogma. The dogma does not bend to the whims of its followers, and the marriage cult is no different. Mafia gang members hold the institution of marriage as utter divinity, above reproach. Hence, if you find discord in marriage, it is the fault of the parties involved, not the institution of male-female coupling and cohabitation, which God has decreed and governments reward with tax breaks, followed by the abundant, lavish praise of friends and family members' approval over your initiation into the special club where you can now do mysterious couple things with other couples. Which means people tied down get together and praise the female element of relationships and mock the male element as they barbecue food in someone's backyard while discussing each other's kids as a diversion to the alternative where the Y chromosome shovels end up commiserating with other emasculated shovels over the trials of life, using laughter to cover the disillusionment and misery of fools who bought the Disney fairy tales. You see, the matrimony cult consists of the marriage mindset, which leads to marriage culture. And this is a powerfully oppressive force, which has wormed its way into relevance in everyone's lives as a choice that everyone must face. A fundamental decision all humans must make. Do you marry or not? Marriage propaganda causes divisions in the human population deeper than race or creed or religion. A human division every bit as deep as male or female. Either you are part of the matrimony club or you are the enemy trying to destroy society and the family unit with your anti-family, anti-moral, anti-patriotic heathen ways. Huh. And now, humans' underlying imperative, gynocentrism, which does not seem to die, has assimilated marriage to serve its purposes. And so we find the modern matrimonial meat grinder, where males legally incorporate with a female, thereby assuming the mantle of resource responsibility for that female. Meaning that males, through legal enforcement, now support these females, which gives the government and that girl's family a break from sustenance support, since this female's husband is now financially accountable to the state for her sustenance. Yeah, it really is like that. You cannot hide in exceptions, nor plan futures of green pastures based upon the anecdotes of your parents or grandparents or coworkers or friends' reportings of matrimonial happiness or legendary stories of females who bring home the bacon and please her husband every night. The rule is that marriage is a control mechanism to wrangle males into behavior modification and female provision providership. By many accounts, marriage started off as a religious conjuring of control over sexual expression and communal hierarchy.
Now, it has morphed alongside cultural evolution into a concoction pushing ever more voracious parasitism upon males, whereby the misandristic state absolutely encourages males to marry, with tantalizing incentives, such as tax breaks. We are surrounded in a suffocating environment that expels so much pressure, propaganda, and penalty to compel marriage from males. Everywhere you turn, we threaten and entice dudes into jumping into the meat grinder willingly, starting with religion's decree that marriage is ordered by God, all the way to popular media pushing romance culture through movies, music, and literature, followed by propagandized studies which conclude that males are happier and healthier when married. And if all that doesn't work, then we have religious, social stigmas, and tax penalties for remaining single. So-ho-ho! We get the stick and the carrot driving the sheeple with their energy drinks and smartphones towards legal incorporation and antagonistic cohabitation. Huh, does nobody think to question the fervor driving this matrimonial stampede? Oh, absolutely. This is a cult. Marriage ideology is unnecessary, fallible, abusive, yet powerful, to the point it controls the thoughts of humans as they mature. Now, if you enter the divine gates of this hallowed grail of human existence, then you decide you want out, you'll meet the mafia that this guy was introduced to, who prosecute traitors. The matrimony mafia is a cult which transcends community, country, culture, race, religion. This is one of the biggest cults in human history. It holds a grip over everyone. Certain things seem to transcend all human conditions. Gynocentrism, followed by marriage, are two global influences that all humans share, regardless of circumstance. The difference between the two is, gynocentrism is nature, marriage is nurture. Meaning it is learned from environment. This cult indoctrination is not accident. We are taught marriage dogma by family, friends, religion, pop culture, media, and thus societies from New Guinea to New York are entrained with marriage being the ultimate human expression of love, which is a tragic farce, since the ultimate expression of love is mortal sacrifice for another. Marriage is not a localized phenomena. It is global. People, regardless of creed, political party, pop culture exposure, or favorite ice cream, seem to inexplicably find their way to marriage as the be-all, end-all. Somehow, the marriage entrainment is influencing people of different backgrounds and beliefs around the globe. That is how powerful the marriage mindset is, and how far-reaching it is. Tribes in the Amazon or Africa may not know what Twitter is, but they find their way to the altar just the same as any hip, streetwise Westerner. Matrimony cult members will swear free will that they consciously choose marriage. Yet, they were raised and steeped in marriage philosophy. They have been driven by the social marriage carrot and stick. And let us not forget the drug haze of courtship chemicals and sexual excitation people enjoy in the beginning of any relationship. And you have a custom cocktail for people who cannot make any decision with lucidity or sobriety. Rather, they are quite predictably acting out indoctrination that they have been cleverly programmed with. And so when wedding bell Shangri-La falls apart, well, it's just bad luck. The institution of marriage is still glorious. They just happen to pull the short straw once, twice, thrice. But hey, eventually they will find that marital nirvana, right? Because marriage is divinity, decreed by God. It is perfect, so it has to deliver goodness eventually, yes? People really have no informed discernment. The marriage dogma, like an entrenched parasite, wiggles its way deeper into their psyche, making them doubt themselves as individuals, and nagging them that they are missing out on some grand husband-wife disco party. The marriage mindset makes people feel like their lives, their success as a human being, hangs on this one pivotal act. On the surface, marriage is completely unnecessary. Yet digging deeper, you will find marriage to actually be detrimental to males on 21st century Earth, which is why the indoctrination is so ruthless and never-ending to convince males to act against their better interests. Thanks to gynocentrism, most all male-female relations devalue males. However, as stated previously, two people can have warm and fuzzy feelings for one another without legalities or formalities. Yet people around the world are so indoctrinated with marriage programming that they can't leave relationships at the level of two people with warm, fuzzy feelings. Oh, no, no, no. They feel like they have to legally incorporate by submitting to the watchful authority of religion and government. This is what you must do. You have to marry to make Pinocchio real. People don't even know why, but they feel like their affections are unfinished, invalid, unless they marry. A guy facing his impending wedding told me this just the other day when I pushed him for reasons. He finally conceded, I don't know, just seems like the thing to do. Yeah, people don't even know they carry cult programming. Yet when the fluffy feelings happen, people are guilted into demonstrating their fondness by marrying. Again, this is the incompleteness dogma. You are missing out. And so people will marry just to experience this or to fit into a community where marriage is a club membership, which will make your life easier and more pleasant with friends, family, coworkers, neighbors, all of whom treat you favorably because you have submitted to the same rule of marriage and altar of matrimony that they have succumbed to, kneel before and light candles to every night. Furthermore, based on various examples from the past, many people are also coerced into viewing marriage as some form of ownership over the other party. And since we are a species that likes to own things because it adds to feelings of security and control, marriage fits this lust for power through ownership. The only thing marriage is needed for is a legal chain of custody and precedent to deal with material assets, whether it is the male supporting the females rather than the state or her family, or whether it is dividing assets upon incorporation dissolution or allocating money flow if a spouse dies. That's it. Marriage deals with material matters. It is a construct over money, not love. Yet people will claim, well, it gives the spouse power in medical decisions. But really, that is a farce, because a female's family or the state can trump a husband's say-so in medical decisions. So marriage is solely a legal framework to govern the management of money or material property. Period. Point blank. Bottom line. Marriage propaganda causes marriage mindset, which in turn births marriage culture, which is a cult. And its purpose in our technological age is to control males, pure and simple. We shame males in their behaviors and sequester their finances for female enrichment. Marriage is a yoke around male necks, and females know this. Forget the starry-eyed Juliet, who wants nothing more than to love and serve Romeo. Females know, on some level, marriage is a meal ticket. Sex, relationships, cohabitation, all are detrimental to male welfare in a gynocentric existence. And marriage takes all these control mechanisms and liabilities and rolls them into one grand juicy ritual, which places male provision squarely within the purview of a female-favoring state. Marriage is a farce, enforced by the gang members of this wedding bell cult, who dismiss the miserably married or the shrinking marriage statistics and increasing divorce rates as exceptions, because everybody knows marriage is timeless and perfect. It is people who mess it up. In fact, the matrimony dogma is so embedded in your psyche, I'll bet you still hold marriage as good, despite the logic bombs I have dropped here. That's how brainwashed and controllable you are. Well, Mr. and Mrs. Gang Member, fortunately, due to many idealistic confluences taking place currently, people are awakening to the fairy tales, the lies, the propaganda, and we see through your holy, divine, be-all, end-all, can-do-no-wrong, nirvanic, eternal institution of bliss. And we are here to tell people the truth, though most will remain deaf to it. Marriage is dogma, and when you stand outside the ravenous clutches of this cult, you will see that folks don't actually celebrate Ted and Joanne's legal incorporation. Instead, we celebrate the idea of marriage as a state of divinity above reproach, and you see the worship of marriage ideology through songs and movies and the reenactment of this commitment ritual every day around the world. Mafia members hold the idea of marriage on par with that of God, and ignore the reality of marriage as a pig hair and bologna sandwich dreamed up by earlier civilizations to establish community cohesivity through hierarchical rule, and as a tool of religious control through mandated parameters of acceptable sexual expression, aka monogamy. I'm sorry if this offends your brainwashing. I am not trying to start an anti-marriage cult. I am simply telling you reality. Now, some people will claim that humans cannot be free to roam. They need rules to follow, and marriage gives them rules whereby they interact with others. So, you tell me, who is more cynical? The person who tells you what marriage really is in today's environment, or the person who says that humans cannot be trusted with freedom? They must be tied to one another through rules and regulations. Huh. The marriage cult is much more cynical about humanity. Moreover, marriage has not cured the human condition. Greed, malice, selfishness, peace, these things have not been brought about by rings and white dresses. In certain instances, like offense, it may keep things at bay, but it has cured nothing. It is not perfection nor divinity. So, given the crushing weight of marriage culture on all of us, when you reject it, expect criticism and vitriol from the mafia. That is, until you redeem yourself by remarrying time and again until you die. In a cycle of misery where you blame yourself for failure, not the faulty dogma that you prostrate yourself before. My friends, stand with me. Live free.